USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Following criticism from some fellow Democrats, President Biden announced Monday that he will raise the cap on refugee admissions to the U.S. to 62,500, after initially indicating that he would leave the cap at levels set by former President Trump. Biden said in February that he wanted to raise the cap, but reversed course last month, indicating he would leave the cap at around 15,000. That announcement drew pushback from some Democratic lawmakers. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that the president would make a formal announcement by mid-May. And federal prosecutors have charged five people with harboring migrants into the United States. They were arrested Friday after nearly 100 people were found in a two-story home in Houston, packed into two separate rooms in the house. All of them were illegally in the country, as were the five who were arrested. The Houston house was one of several stash houses discovered in Texas last week. Authorities found nearly 80 more illegal immigrants in another five homes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The Secretary of State is laying the groundwork for next month's G7 summit, with China expected to be a major topic for discussion. Lance Pry has the story.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is meeting with G7 foreign ministers in the United Kingdom this week to plan the G7 summit in Southwest England next month. Chinese aggression is on the docket.
I think what we've witnessed over the last several years is China acting more repressively at home and more aggressively abroad. That is a fact.
Secretary Blinken on CBS News. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And at least 21 people have been injured after a bomb exploded near a school in western Afghanistan. Officials say some of the injured were children as young as seven. The AP reporting that no group has claimed responsibility for the attack, though the Taliban are known to be active in the area where the blast occurred. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said over the weekend that China has been acting more aggressively abroad. In an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes, Blinken came short of calling China America's enemy, instead saying that the U.S. is aiming to uphold the rules-based order that China is challenging. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo believes that it's stances like that that are allowing China to act as they want. He tells Fox News that the Chinese are reacting to what they see as a stark contrast to the Trump administration's policies toward them.
They say that it is fundamentally acting in ways that are different from the Trump administration. We confronted this seriously. We understood that they were an adversary. When they ripped off millions of jobs from us, President Trump placed tariffs on them. When they moved in the South China Sea, we put our military out to make sure they understood that we were going to ensure that China didn't own the sea lanes there. Those are the kinds of actions that deter. You remember the old story from President Reagan, right? Trust but verify. Yeah. Our motto was distrust but verify with the Chinese Communist Party. You can't trust a thing they say. They only see actions, and only deterrence is the model that will ensure that the Western way of the world, that America, will continue to be the center for years and years to come.
And officials in Bavaria have canceled festivities for Oktoberfest for the second straight year. Bavarian Governor Markus Söder said Monday that there were still too many risks in holding an event that draws tourists from around the world during a global pandemic. The fair, held yearly in Munich, typically attracts more than 6 million visitors for the festival's 17-day run. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.